is the return.
You're listening to the Alex Jones.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
1984 civilization.
Resistance equals progress.
Yeah, this kind of feels fascist to me, yet they're out here protesting fascism. They put it in their music video. They hold up decapitated heads. Plays in the New York Public Theater.
Are you trying to fight me? Yeah. Trying to engage in political discourse with these people. And you've seen the responses time and time again. And this represents the strength, the courage, and the bravery that we can have freedom and prosperity.
I'm here today to announce that the program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded. The policy was implemented unilaterally to great controversy and legal concern after Congress rejected legislative proposals to extend similar benefits on numerous occasions to this same group of illegal aliens. In other words, the executive branch, through DACA, deliberately sought to achieve what the legislative branch specifically refused to authorize on multiple occasions. Such an open-ended circumvention of immigration laws was an unconstitutional exercise of authority by the executive branch.
Deferred action for childhood arrivals. It's a political hot potato that is open to a variety of possible outcomes.
Dreamers, supporters of Dreamers, say this is cold-hearted. You're leaving the future of 800,000 people uncertain, up in the air. What's your message to them?
It's not cold-hearted for the president to uphold the law. We are a nation of law and order. And the day that we start to ignore the fact that we are that, then we throw away everything that gives these people a reason to want to come to our country.
I have a love for these people, and hopefully now Congress will be able to help them and do it properly. And I can tell you, in speaking to members of Congress, they want to be able to do something and do it right.
Meanwhile, President Trump and his cabinet are being savaged by the left, regardless that former President Obama is ultimately to blame for unconstitutionally bypassing Congress back in 2012 by exaggerating the implementation of prosecutorial discretion and expanding DACA for roughly 800,000 illegal minors.
Ultimately, this is about basic decency. Again, this is former President Barack Obama. This is about whether we are a people who kick hopeful young strivers out of America, or whether we treat them the way we'd want our own kids to be treated. It's about who we are as a people and who we want to be.
The left, deaf to the common sense of enforcing our immigration laws, is firing back with legal hubris. The Hill reports 14 states and the District of Columbia filed a lawsuit Wednesday against President Trump's decision to roll back the previous administration's deferred action for childhood arrivals. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson, a Democrat, said in announcing the suit, the president has made numerous statements on the campaign trail and in office disparaging Mexicans. We allege the president's own statements make clear that Dreamers are being targeted based on their national origin. What a stretch. The onus is on the left for the entire situation, whether they admit it or not. Obama played his Zelenskyite hand in order to divide the country and garner grateful illegal alien voters for the Democrats.
Let's be clear. This is not amnesty. This is not immunity. This is not a path to citizenship. It's not a permanent fix. This is a temporary stopgap measure that lets us focus our resources wisely while giving a degree of relief and hope to talented, driven, patriotic young people.
Obama's indulgence has backfired big time. Had the unconstitutional law not been implemented, then the 800,000 DACA minors wouldn't be forced to live in the shadows.
They came here to live in the shadows, and we're not denying them that opportunity to live in the shadows. If you're going to waive the application of the law to groups of people, it is amnesty. And amnesty in America, with regard to immigration, is a reward for immigration lawbreakers, and it is a pardon for immigration lawbreakers, coupled with the reward of the objective of their crime.
The U.S. Post.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented. And it's cold pressed. That's why Super Mel is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science and these are other, what you sell, they, BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed?
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
We're going to make America great again, people. Donald Trump's going to bring jobs, and then you're going to have work to do. It's going to be great. Now I'm being shoved and being assaulted here.
Welcome to the War Room. Owen Schroyer, Mike Cernovich with you. We are live 3 to 6 weekdays. Glad to be with you. Follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, War Room Show. And we've just added another little ditty to our package thanks to a little mind nugget of Mike Cernovich, who will be co-hosting with me today. We've got all kinds of news. We're going to respond to an ACLU action email. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, IT aide, perhaps working against her now, working with the Justice Department. We've got hackers able to command Siri and Alexa in a frequency too high for humans to hear. That is a Pandora's box for AI. We've got an interesting video of a young girl that cursed me out at a recent Trump protest that's gone viral, and she is now being hailed as a hero to the left. And you've got Senate Democrats attacking judicial nominees on their faith. We've got a new study about Twitter and how basically it's isolating both sides of politics from one another. That's what's on the docket. Mike Cernovich, we got all kinds of news. What is leading the way for you?
You know, there's a lot going on. The AI, you know, Alex and I, we talked a lot about the AI and we triggered a lot of people. And we talked about time dilation and how everything is accelerating as we approach the singularity. So I think we should talk about that a little bit more because I like to anger people. They did these Twitter essays. Well, they don't really, because what they want to do is they want to correct. That is how, because they don't have their own message. So they want to correct you and they want to nitpick you and say, oh, you don't really understand, not realizing that we throw a little bit of a cookie trail for them to follow because we want
a bait.
We want them to correct us. We want them to say, well, technically,
oh,
you're not using that word singularity correctly. Yeah, I get it, bro. But unless you wrote the book about it and you're the author of the singularity, then I don't really care. So that's fun. I liked this, the alienation of people, this plotting, the network graph of moral contagion shaded by political ideology. You know, this is like a real problem right now where we're just, people are unable to talk to each other, and not just the liberals. I like to make fun of the left, but my own people would be like, somebody said yesterday, well, you're like MSNBC now because you retweet liberals. And I'm thought, how do you not know what the other side thinks? How do you not know what the other side thinks? Get out of your little bubble, and if it offends you and triggers you to know that other people have different ideas than you, then you're just as bad as the social justice warriors.
Well, the difference to me is, at least from my experience, talking to these people, especially when I go out on the streets, is if I try to talk to somebody who's protesting Trump, it's really hard to have a fluid, meaningful conversation. It pretty much deteriorates almost immediately, whereas I would say 95%, this is a legitimate clip after doing this for a year, I would say 95% of Trump protesters cannot have a meaningful conversation. They literally cannot have an intellectual debate with you. Whereas I would say probably 90% of Trump supporters that I talk to out there can have a meaningful conversation, are full of ideas, are just waiting to get their ideas and their thoughts out into the thought sphere, if you will.
So it's kind of amazing to me, like what you said, if you retweet a liberal or comment on a quote unquote leftist, you know, post or something, to me, that's just you responding. That's you putting it out there and saying, okay, I witnessed this. Now here's what I think. I mean, what is wrong with that? That used to be liberal.
Yeah. I love when you go to these protests and you live stream them and people are like, blah, blah, blah. This is what democracy, and you're like, hey, how are you? I'm Mike. You're live. I'm not going to edit you. I'm not going to clip you.
You're editing me. You're editing me.
I go, we'll just do live. And then I go, why are you here? Well, go talk to that person, right? And then they always send you like, so none of them.
And then you go talk to that person. Yeah. And they're like, well, I'll talk to this person.
And then they act like you're harassing them. I'm like, well, wait a minute. You're out here protesting because you want to be heard. I just want to live stream you. What do you have to say? They won't even talk to you. And that's ultimately because they're all just going out to date. It's like a meetup. And they just want to meet up and party and drink and
have a LARP meetup.
Yeah. So they don't actually, that's why they can't win an election. A lot of people go, well, they're having these big marches. Therefore the Democrats are going to win the midterms. And I go, yeah, but if you talk to these people, all they're doing is trying to meet other people so that they can like hook up later. And it has nothing to do with ideology. They don't read books. They're not motivated. But yeah, it is hilarious that at a protest where they supposedly want their voices heard, if you just say, hey, you know, man to woman.
Here's a platform, thousands of people. What do you say?
Yeah, one time I had 7,000 people watching live on my Periscope, and I go, hey, 7,000 people watching you live. I don't edit. I'm not going to ask any gotcha question. Why are you here?
Well, Trump's a racist and a Nazi. Shut up.
They don't even say that usually. I mean, 9 times out of 10, they don't even talk to me. They're just like, no, I don't want to talk.
Yeah, that's true. Or they're like, shove the sign in your face or something. And you mentioned the marches. Because they glorify themselves and then they justify their movement because they think, oh, look at all these people that are showing up at these marches. We Right. must be impacting change. You know, we must be the majority. But what they don't understand is that the actual vast majority of people are going to work while they're marching. They're working on taking care of their family, or maybe they're repairing their home or something along those lines. When we march, we go to the polls on voting day, okay? That's how we march. That's how we impact change. They don't understand that.
Well, and what I learned, too, about this movement that I'm a part of is if I hold an event and charge money, more people show up than if I just have, like, a rally. That was one of – so I tell people I'll never have another free rally again, and they go, why? And I said, because if I actually hold an event and sell people tickets and tell them, you know, here's the value
like
add.
Like a speaking event?
Yeah. So people like to buy tickets. That's the big thing the media doesn't really understand. And I didn't actually understand it until I did.
Well, I didn't know about this either. You're breaking this to me.
Yeah. So I'm like, man, I have these events and if they're free, you have like a decent crowd show up. But if you actually charge money, then more people show up. That's like how our side is, where if you're on the left, that, you know, they don't want to buy anything.
Well, the deplorable sold out. I mean, didn't you have to expand, to get a bigger area?
Yeah. We sold 500 tickets in 24 hours and then, the next venue we had, we got another 500 tickets more. We sold over 1,000 tickets, sold out. I kid you not.
People were like trying to hawk tickets, yeah.
Well, and there was counterfeits. It was such a big event that I had to actually meet people and be like, well, I'm sorry, you know, this is a counterfeit ticket. So the event was so hot that it was the party to be at in D.C. and people were actually counterfeiting tickets. And people, of course, paid for it and everything. My co-event organizer, Jeff Giese, and I, we never set out to make a profit, just to break even, but the event was like $120,000 to put on, and you know, we sold all that in tickets, and then we had another event, a lot of people show up. But if you just do it, so our side doesn't like to just show up. So if I said,
and
okay,
they tried to plan terrorist attacks on that event too.
Yeah, there was, I mean, that's just par for the course and everything. But that's the big thing I learned is that our side likes to pay money to get something. Our side doesn't want to just go to a free event. They think, oh, it's a free event. It's probably not good. They actually want you to charge them.
I think that's kind of an example of how we're building this new economy, this kind of patriot economy, if you will, where now that there's kind of a rush of confidence back into the market, people are making more money than they were a year ago on average. So they're more willing to spend and they're more willing to put that money out there into, for example, an InfoWarsStore.com where they know where the profits are going to go.
Yeah, our side, that is a microeconomy, and that is what people have to do. But our side likes to contribute money for a specific project. So I raised, you know, $200,000 for a documentary on fake news. That's actually what brought me to town. And it was like no problem, but that's like what our side likes to do. They just don't want to just kind of put money for nothing. And it's the same thing with there's an event. They want to attend an event. They want to be nice. They have expectations, but they would rather pay for a nice event, a good event, than to have these free rallies and marches. And that's why the left, all these people show up. But if we tried to do the same thing, they wouldn't show up. But if we sold tickets, then more people would show up to our stuff than shows up to the left.
And let's recall, too, that right now, the Democrats are pretty much in peril as far as fundraising is concerned. The Democrats, I believe, are actually in debt. So you're dealing with the Republican Party that is flush with cash, getting more donations in than they've ever had before, while the Democrats are about to file for bankruptcy. So I think that that's the microeconomy that Cernovich is talking about. We'll be right back with more on the other side of this break.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth, from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you want the future, you must fight for it. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to The War Room. Owen Schroyer, Mike Cernovich with you. Jack Posobiec coming up later. Leanne McAdoo coming up later. Mike Cernovich now going into aviator man mode, straight out of Top Gun. We were just having a conversation that originated with this graph that shows the polarization of the political left and right on Twitter and how essentially centrism doesn't even exist. It's very rare to find yourself in the middle. And it's very rare that anything from the other side even reaches your little bubble. And it does lend case to the fact that it is a bit of an echo chamber, which is something I've kind of been noticing on Twitter for a while. It's still a good tool to get information, though. But it kind of led us down this road of talking about how what I think this represents, not just right here, but overall right now, because of the difference we're seeing in the optics and the intelligence between the left and the right, if you will, I think ultimately that this is going to be the end of the modern day political left. I really don't see how the Democrats recover after the next round of elections, which I think they're going to lose again.
The midterms are going to go badly for them. I think they won the presidency in 2020, unless Trump runs, which I don't think Trump is going to want to run in 2020.
You think he's one term and done?
I don't think he's going to want. I think he'll have a good term. And he doesn't want to be president. He didn't want to be president, but they tried to bully him, and then he had to go do it. And nobody who has a really good life wants to be president. Do you want to be president?
I want nothing to do with politics.
Right. Could you imagine that? You know, like
the only thing, and I feel, and it's, if you look at Trump, it's the same thing. The only thing that would ever make me get into politics is if it really got that bad. Like when I hear these people say these things on the Hill that are so inaccurate, that's what drives me to get into politics. Other than that, I want as far away from that as possible.
Right. So I think that if he can do some good things in his first 4 years, he's going to want to go back. I mean, think about it. He's a billionaire. Life expectancy being what they are. Would he really want
to spend?
He's
really healthy too.
Would he really want to spend 8 years of his life? And you can't have any fun. You can't do anything. You're spied on all the time.
He works all the time.
Yeah. And you're working all the time, but you're working with people who want to sabotage you. It isn't like if you're trying to do deals, like everybody here is a workaholic. People are running around bumping into, but everybody has a shared mission, right? Now imagine that there were like three people in production who are like, well, I actually don't like Owen. I'm going to have a bad graphic of him, or I'm going to accidentally go to him while he's got like food in his mouth or has mayonnaise on his face or something, right?
Trying to sabotage me.
Yeah, that'd be terrible, right? Well, that's what Trump deals with every day, is there's no shared vision, shared mission. So they're always trying to leak info to the media. Oh, he's dumb. He doesn't care. He's infantile. He's a child. So I don't think he wants 8 years, but the left, the future of the left is the dirtbag left, the Chapo Trap House people. Those are the ones that my smart friends are, they don't agree with, but they're paying attention to in terms of these people. They actually have energy. They have fun in their own little left-wing way, whereas Hillary Clinton was just an unfun candidate. And even in her book, is all crying, but you know, the excerpts, which is...
And they're getting sick of it now. Everybody's kind of sick of Hillary.
Yeah, and she won't go away.
No.
It's like zombie Hillary will not go away. The liberals don't want her there. Like, why is she coming back? She's doing a book tour where she's selling tickets, some of them for like $2,500, to raise more money, because apparently she doesn't have enough money. And the mainstream left are even becoming sick of her, and then
they tried to say that, oh, Trump supporters are not going to accept the results of the election. We're seeing the exact opposite. And that kind of brings me to something we wanted to talk about too. Trump makes this deal with the Democrats. Trump is essentially working with the Democrats to get this debt ceiling deal done.
Yes.
And the Republicans are literally, their heads are spinning. They don't know what to do. Paul Ryan, the ultimate Republican cuck right now, is looking like a total weakling. This is not good for the establishment Republicans.
Yeah, Lou Dobbs actually was one of the only sort of quasi-mainstream commentators who got it right. The traditional, like the National Review and all those irrelevant people who just cry under their pillows all day, just like they cry in their hotel room when, you know, other people are in the next door of the hotel room.
Or they cry when I ask them a question in the streets.
Yeah, they don't understand that Trump knew that the Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell were going to sabotage him. They were going to do the deal anyway. So Trump said, why even mess with you idiots? You don't have any fight. You don't have any political will. You're not going to make anything happen. I'll just go deal with Schumer and Pelosi on my own. And then everybody freaks out. And then the basic dumb conservatives go, oh, this is bad. This proves Trump's a Democrat. The intelligent people realize there's actually one guy on Twitter who has had a good take on it. Yossi Geschner, who was saying that, you know, Trump knew that the Republicans would go along with the Democrat debt ceiling deal anyway. So rather than let the Republicans go on TV
and claim victory.
Yeah. He just says, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Brilliant move. Few people understood it.
And then the flopping, flailing around Democrats look bad or look good. And the Republicans look bad because they're out here claiming victory. You know what? I want to get to this. Let's play this clip real quick, Mike. I want you to hear this too. This is John Danforth, a former Republican from my home state of Missouri. And there's this whole notion going around, Trump's not a real Republican. And they think that that's going to hurt him. It's only going to help him. Here's that clip of John Danforth.
I don't know Donald Trump. I doubt that he's going to change. But I think the question is whether the public believes that Donald Trump is the Republican Party, and he's not. And what we have to do as Republicans, I don't have any intention of leaving the Republican Party. I've always been a Republican. I believe in the party. I think we need a reasonable, good, strong, conservative political party in our country, and that's what the Republican Party has to offer. So in my view, we have to keep the Republican
Party. Trump is more conservative than any Republicans.
But we have to disassociate from Donald Trump. If the public gets the idea that Donald Trump is the Republican Party, we're sunk. I mean, people say, okay, a lot of Republicans are sticking with him. Well, 35% of the American people aren't going to elect anybody. So we are sunk as a party if we give the impression that we are Donald Trump and that people who vote for Republicans are going to vote for Donald Trump. We have to make it very clear that he is not of us.
So this is just the typical establishment Republican worldview that just doesn't get it at all, Mike. They really don't get it. We don't give a damn about the Republican Party.
Well, it's the Trump Republican Party now, and that's why they're saying, well, I'm a true conservative. They don't stand for anything. If you'd have watched that guy 10 years ago, he would be grousing and crying about whatever the Democrats would do, and they would get away with whatever they want to do. The Republican brand is garbage. The GOP brand is garbage. Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, that guy, I don't even know who that guy was, and he was so unmemorable that I don't even remember what he looked like. He was just some voiceless shapeshifter in there moving around like some kind of smokish blob.
That's John Danforth, the former Republican representative from Missouri.
Yeah, exactly. He stands for nothing. He's completely not
Trump's
memorable.
Not a Republican, Cernovich.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody cares.
Yeah, that's why we voted for him.
Yeah, he's gone. They haven't done anything. And that's most Republicans. Most Republicans, you just look through them. Because, you know, Paul Ryan, I don't know how that guy got Speaker of the House, what kind of dirt. Usually they make the speakers people that they have black
military
on. Yeah, Dennis Hastert, they made him Speaker of the House because pedophile.
Longest reigning Speaker of the House still, I believe.
You can always control the pedophiles. So that's how Dennis Hastert rose to the ranks so quick, because that's who you want to back because you can control him with blackmail. So I wonder what kind of blackmail material they have on Paul Ryan, because he has zero charisma. There's no reason in the world he should be Speaker of the House.
We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, Owen Schroyer and Mike Cernovich, we're about to talk about football, because football starts... No,
we're not going to talk about football. Enjoy it, though. That's part of being an American, but we're not going to waste your time with that. We've been talking about the Democrats and how they are struggling right now, really, to win any favor with the general population or get any momentum moving into the midterm elections. But I want to address something that I got from the ACLU with Mike here. Now, this is something I'm going to do regularly. I plan on doing this regularly during the show. I sign up for all of these emails like the ACLU and you know, all of these different groups that are against Trump that send out these emails to try to go against Trump. So I just wanted to review a little bit of this and go over it piece by piece with Mike Cernovich so we can dissect the propaganda that these people are sending out to, I'm sure, the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people that they have registered under their email chain. So, Mike, let's dissect this piece by piece and break down this propaganda. It starts, yesterday, thousands of dedicated activists like you wrote to Congress. I didn't write anybody, so they just made that up, and demanded they pass the DREAM Act to prevent 800,000 DREAMers, young undocumented immigrants who have known no other home than the United States, from being deported. Okay, so let's just start with that. A, that's not true. They're not about to be deported. In fact, they can actually extend that DACA stay. They have till September to do that. So that's just completely inaccurate. And also, the average DACA recipient is 25 years old.
Yeah, and a lot of them came over when they were 15. So yeah, the whole thing is a lie. But, you know, we expect that. A lot of the people, MS-13 has actually been sending people who are 15 years old into the U.S. Unaccompanied minors is a euphemism for them. And they're being sent over here to recruit gang members and form gang members. So they have known another home. A lot of them haven't even been here for that long. You know, I'm not a heartless guy. If you were actually brought home over when you were, if DACA were limited to people who are under, say, 5, then I would be open to the possibility that, you know, I can see that you're brought over. You probably don't even speak a language. What are you going to do? But that's not what they did. It was anybody 16 or under. And of course, as you know, a lot of that included 15-year-old gang members. And we got it. We can't have that in here. I mean, in Long Island, MS-13 is basically taken over because of DACA. Thanks to DACA, people are being murdered, killed. They found body parts in a park. That's how cruel a lot of this stuff is. And we can thank DACA for that. And if the ACLU wants to support that, then they are supporting gang murder.
Exactly. And the whole notion is that these people were not here legally, and so they were subject to deportation. So that's the entire notion of DACA, to stop them from being deported. And the irony to me is, if they really cared about these people, if Obama really wanted to do something for these people, which is what I expect Trump will do, he would have made them a path to citizenship. It's just like giving them a freebie. It's just like welfare. It's like, hey, you're a lawbreaker, but now, thanks to DACA, we're going to put you above the law.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he bypassed Congress. That's what I think is funny. People go,
yeah, well, Trump's an authoritarian.
Trump's a fascist. He's an authoritarian. But wait a minute. Trump, though, has told Congress, it's your job to do this, not mine. That's actually the opposite of what an authoritarian would do. And Barack Obama abused the executive order process. And he was more of a fascist and a tyrant than Trump ever was. But because he did things that they liked, they didn't mind that he bypassed democratic processes.
It goes on, DREAMers have earned the right to live, work, and reside in the United States without fear of deportation. So again, above the law, and it doesn't cite what they've done to earn that. We must do everything we can to push Congress to protect DREAMers from, and this is where they get you, Trump's racist, ill-informed attack. I mean, it's just so absurd, Mike.
It's red meat for their base. They do what they accuse us of doing. They go, oh my God, you know, all these people do is create a climate of fear and hysteria. But that's what these left-wing interest groups actually do, is they're the ones creating a climate of fear and hysteria,
yep,
misrepresenting the facts, all in an
exactly
effort to raise more money.
Honestly, that was so powerful. Say that again. They want to say that Trump is creating this atmosphere of fear and hysteria. It's the ACLU's own emails, Mike.
Yeah, that's how they raise money. They're exploiting fear. They're exploiting vulnerable people. If that were commercial advertising, they would be in prison for fraud, for stealing people's money. But because it's not commercial advertising, then they get a pass for us. So even though they're doing all that to raise money and terrifying people. Here's what is heartless about these people, okay? Because it's totally heartless. If you tell people, hey, these Trump supporters are nasty and they want to murder you, to make Trump supporters look bad, you're terrifying people. Like those hate crime hoaxes when they're putting swastikas on, and nobody wants to draw swastikas. Nobody's doing that, but you're now scaring people. And that is what these groups are. They're a form of terrorism, and they're terrorizing their own side in order to profit and enrich themselves.
And then the propaganda is so strong that I go out and I interview people in the streets, and it's a literal quote. The girl says, there's Nazis everywhere. What? How do you even form that reality? Well, Mike Cernovich just broke it down. This is how they work in the propaganda. This is how they create the fear and hysteria. And this is exactly it. I mean, again, today is a cruel day. a self-defeating day for all Americans. No, the majority of Americans are glad DACA is going to be rescinded, hopefully. Tens of thousands of young people each month will be stripped of the protections that allowed them to work and live here, that put them above the law. It's another broken promise. No, it's another fulfilled promise from an immoral president who has, and this is the bread and butter, terrorized immigrant communities. Mike, this is one of my pet peeves that irks me to the core. It's not immigrants. It's illegal immigrants. If anything, Trump is so supportive of actual immigration that he wants to return the law so that you don't have an unfair advantage if you break the law to come here. This infuriates me.
Well, nothing sells like fear, and that's what they do. You need to make people afraid. If you want to divide the people, you want to make them afraid. You want to otherize people, and that is what the left does, is they otherize anybody.
They victimize everyone.
Yeah, so they say, well, these Trump people are the other, and the other is trying to do harm to you. Give us your money so we can protect you from the others. It's an extortion racket, no different than the early mafia.
And then go out and protest because that's the virtuous thing to do. And call everyone a Nazi because that will empower you.
Well, I mean, they don't protest. They're just fundraising. This is all about money. That's all they're doing is trying. I mean, for example, we talked about this in the earlier show with Alex. The Southern Poverty Law Center has $69 million hidden offshore.
Yeah, that just came out today.
Right. So they have enough money. Why don't they spread the wealth?
Isn't that
funny? Why will the Southern Poverty Law Center not say, wow, we have this windfall. Why don't we donate $20 million to Hurricane Harvey? Why don't we donate $20
million? No, they put it overseas.
If they care about the immigrant community, why will the Southern Poverty Law Center not give it to the so-called immigrant community? Instead, they're stashing it in the Cayman Islands, in my view, because they're probably doing illicit activities and they want to get that money off the books and then they can launder
it. Absolutely.
You know, do their criminal enterprises from that.
It's exactly. And it's so cut and dry obvious to anyone with common sense that they're clearly trying to launder this money and get it offshore so that they can still have it. And look at this. At the bottom of the email, Mike Cernovich is right again. Donate now. Donate now to the ACLU because it's virtuous. Oh, we're the American Civil Liberties Union. We love America. We're just going to lie and create a civil war, though.
Well, it's classic, you know, because I come from an advertising marketing background, and I don't use those tactics. The classic thing in advertising is you want to make people afraid. And you can see this everywhere. Antiperspirant commercials or advertisings from a long time ago. Hey, you don't want to have body odor. You might talk to somebody. They won't like you. Fear sells. Nothing sells like fear. So the left creates a climate of hysteria, a climate of fear. But it isn't about helping people. There's no answers in that letter. That letter doesn't say, here's
how the answer is donate.
Yeah, the answer is give us money.
Donate.
And then we'll take all your hundreds of millions of dollars that we have and we'll stash that overseas and hide it out. So they're not actually trying to help people or solve human problems. They're trying to make money. It's a classic fundraising scam.
And the saddest part about it to me is that I have to go out and deal with the people in the streets who actually buy this. They actually think this is real. They really think that Trump is terrorizing immigrants, and it could not be further from the truth. We've got one segment left with Mike Cernovich. Don't go anywhere. Share this link. Spread this link. Help InfoWars go to the next level. We'll be right back.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
A
new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known, from supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This is the return of the Republic, and this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Final segment here with Mike Cernovich. Welcome back to the War Room. Follow us on Twitter at War Room. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, War Room Show. I'm sure you've seen it in the news, especially after Hurricane Harvey, how people were spiking water prices, spiking food prices because they knew there was a demand, gas prices spiking as well. And that's what happens in a capitalist society. But here at InfoWars, we do the exact opposite. When we see tragedy hitting and we know that people need emergency food supplies, we cut our price in half. 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food right now at InfoWarsStore.com with coupon code IRMA. So whether you're preparing for IRMA yourself or if you're giving as a gift to those devastated near you, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you make it through whatever comes next. And again, this is just how we roll. We see a tragedy. We see a demand for emergency food supplies coming with hurricane season. And instead of jacking our prices up, we cut them in half. 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Coupon code IRMA. You've got a full year supply. There's a 3 month supply, couple weeks supply, all different amounts that you can get there for yourself or your family. And this is what we do for our audience. It's you that go out there and buy our products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's you that go out there and when you see me on the street, you offer your support. When you see Cernovich on the street, you offer his support. That's what powers us to go to the next level. And then your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com allows us to hire the great crew that is able to launch now 3 live shows a day. There they are right there, folks. You made it possible. A few of those guys back there are new hires too because of you guys helping us expand. So take advantage of all of our specials. Super Male Vitality also 57% off. InfoWarsStore.com. All kinds of great products there. Well, Mike, it's the final segment we've got here. I'm not sure if there's anything you want to get off your mind before you hop on a plane.
Well, you know what I find interesting, especially talking about the last segment, where the ACLU create a fake climate of fear and hysteria to raise people's money, but they don't actually give you value in return. But people should have food in storage. I don't know what is wrong with selling food that people can have for a disaster that keeps for 10 years. Most of the food at InfoWarsStore.com, it's there for 10 years. And
hey,
if you
guys,
don't need
pull
it,
up, while he's talking, pull up the videos of the traffic trying to get out of Florida while he's talking about this.
Yeah, so I have a survival kit at my house. I have a bug out bag, and people go, well, that's weird. And I was like, well, what is weird about having a high lumens flashlight, some water stored up, some food, a knife, an apparatus that you can break your window if you're caught in the water?
Firearm,
yeah,
ammunition.
You spend a couple $100 on this food that funds the InfoWar, and then if you need it, you use it. If you don't need it and you want to buy new stuff, then you just eat it in 5 years. It's food. So it's a classic example of how if you compare the ACLU fundraising efforts to InfoWarsStore.com, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you buy the food, that food can actually be used. Could you, all those people, they don't have food. That's why they'll show you pictures of grocery stores completely empty, completely sold out. No food.
Except the vegan section seems to remain stocked.
Yeah, nobody wants to eat that. Yeah, no food. But then if you have survival food, which of course everybody should have, then the media acts like you're a weirdo, which is amazing. And it really kind of says it all. The media, they want to sell you Prozac, all this other stuff. But when it comes to things that could save your life, like survival food, they don't want anything to do with that.
Well, it's amazing too. You know, you've got all these different insurance policies that you can purchase. I mean, you can purchase, you know, you can think of it. You can probably purchase insurance for it, but it's rare. People don't think about having emergency supplies. Like you said, food, a first aid kit. I mean, how many people, if they got into some sort of emergency, wouldn't even have a first aid kit?
Yeah. Yeah. First aid kit, a basic knife, in the trunk of your car or something. A way, like I said, a high lumens flashlight.
Well, and people are so reactionary too, because what I've noticed, I'm actually probably going to do this tonight. I did it a week before Hurricane Harvey came just because I saw the reaction of the people. People are so reactionary, Mike. You know, they just see gas shortage on the headline on Fox or CNN or whatever it is, and then they immediately go get gas. They don't understand how it actually works. That ends up causing a gas shortage, a gas crisis, when the shortage hasn't actually hit yet. So now you have this situation with it's happening in Florida, people rushing to get gas, rushing to get food. It's going to happen again in Texas. So people are so reactionary. You don't want to be behind the eight ball. You want to be ahead of it.
Well, I mean, Austin was having flooding. That's why, to me, sometimes I feel like I live in a bizarre world where when you just do things that are like common sense, when I tell people everybody should have a medical grade first aid kit, everybody should have a high lumens flashlight with batteries in case the power goes out. Everybody should have a week's worth of disaster food just stashed away somewhere. Everybody should have 5 or 10 gallons of water stashed somewhere. You tell people that, they look at you like you're crazy. And I go, and then you watch a natural disaster unfold in real time. And then they go, well, what's the government going to do? And we better give them relief and everything. Well, all those people who are suffering, they don't have any food. And then people are trying to rush in food. Well, why don't we educate people to be prepared for disaster? Why isn't there a public relations educational campaign to tell everybody you should have things stored up? But instead they look at us like we're the weirdos, but then they're the ones who are unprepared and are really struggling. And again, it is a very sad thing. The fake news media tries to make people feel weird for having basic disaster preparedness and having a basic disaster checklist.
Well, it's sad too, because unfortunately there's so many people out there that are just unhealthy and they're unable to, because of their health, to evacuate or take whatever necessary measures. So the able-bodied people that were behind the eight ball kind of put them even farther behind the eight ball, because now they're all trying to play catch up. And it's really just amazing to see the reaction from people when this goes on. But like you said, you're looked at strange though. if you have an emergency plan, like, whoa, like, look at this weirdo with a bunch of storable food and ammunition and emergency supplies. Oh, the biggest hurricane in the history of America might be about to hit. What are we going to do now? Well, there's no water at the store. Well, there's no first aid supplies at the store. Oh, they're out of gas at the gas station. I can't evacuate. Wow, maybe that guy that got prepared wasn't so weird after all.
Yeah, and they even, well, that's the thing. They won't say that, though. That's what I find fascinating about it. You're not going to turn on the mainstream media and they're going to say, here are people who actually prepared for the disaster and were able to weather the storm, so to speak, better than others. They just pretend that that doesn't happen. And then a year from now, when everybody's forgotten, we have these big hurricanes, they'll go, and now we bring you these weird people who are survivalists and they have food. And look at them, and aren't they weird and everything? So they won't even focus on how survivalists were right to be prepared and how much better off people would be if they did have some things stashed away.
Well, I know that when I see this stuff now, because I never dealt with a hurricane before, we've had tornadoes in St. Louis and stuff like that, some flooding, but never like a hurricane. And for me, it really did show me, it gave me a firsthand experience of not just how important it is to be prepared, but just how fragile society is, how one disaster can throw people's lives into complete chaos. And I'm not just talking about a hurricane coming and wiping your home away. That's obviously a tragic thing you can't do anything about. I'm talking about the people that freak out, immediately go try to get gas, can't get gas, go try to get water, can't get water, and they just feel like they're completely helpless.
Yeah, civilization, as the aphorism goes, is a thin veneer. We think that because we live in a culture and a civilization that is permanent, but it's not. It can go away very easily, and we could be wrecked with a disaster, an EMF attack, an asteroid could hit.
Right.
And we'll find out right away what people are about without good Western Christian values. That is why the globalists want to destroy Western Christian values, because we could always, if you have good values as people and as a culture, you can always rebuild. You have it as, that's why, you know, Texas has done so well, is because of the good values, the strong Texan values that people have, the values the globalists want to destroy. Because if you destroy the values of people and then you have a disaster, then you have carnage and chaos, and the people then are very easy to round up and to control. But if people have strong values, then they'll survive and persevere through any situation.
Especially if they have a strong faith in God. And we've got, the news is reporting right now, as we were talking about, people are stranded in South Florida. They can't get gas. They don't know what to do. They don't have emergency supplies. Irma is already slamming the Caribbean, racing towards Florida. Officials are warning up to a 10-foot storm surge will hit Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale. The traffic is a nightmare right now. It probably has been for 24 hours. FEMA chief says it's going to be devastating. Thousands of troops have been deployed. Supplies completely out. Gas stations completely dry. So it's a really bad thing. And just to go about what you were talking about earlier, we're going to cover this on the other side. Senate Democrats attack judicial nominee's Catholic faith. They're just taking the gloves off, Mike. They're really showing their true colors.
Yeah, you can attack Christians, but you can't attack anybody else.
God forbid you say anything about radical Islamic terror either.
Christian phobes. We'll start calling them Christian phobes.
Christian phobes. You'll probably be called a racist Nazi if you try to keep Christian phobes.
We'll make them catch on. Christian.
All right, Mike, you're about to hop on an airplane. Anything to say to our audience as you depart?
Yeah, you can always find me at twitter.com/CERNOVICH. twitter.com/Cernovich will be there. And I'll be in studio in a few weeks, too. We like to come hang out.
All right, we'll be back, folks.
Thank you.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen. Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Dedicated to Hillary Clinton, which was created by her biggest fanboy, Peter Dow, who used to work for her as her technical strategist, and we definitely have to check it out. It's called Verit, and basically consists of making memes for morons so that they can then post them on their social media accounts. But what makes this website so innovative is that each meme has a little authentication code, which proves that it's been verified as authentic from Verit. Get it? Verit? Verified it? You see, guys, what makes Verit so special is that if you see one of these Verit memes, you can come back to the website and enter in this authentication code to verify whether or not it's actually from Verit and whether or not it is a fact. Yes, because I'm sure everybody's going to waste their time and do that. Here's Hillary Clinton endorsing this idiotic project, saying, "I'm excited to sign up for Verit, a media platform for the 65.8 million, meaning the morons who voted for her. Will you join me and sign up too?" No, we won't, Hillary, but what we will do is start making our own Verit memes of things that you've actually said, and then we'll spread those around social media with the hashtag Verit. Kind of like these people are doing. And then I shouted, "Why aren't I 50 points ahead?" awkwardly at the camera, like a drunk hooligan.
Why aren't I 50 points ahead, you might ask? Well?
And this one. Quote, "They're often the kinds of kids that are super predators. No conscience, no empathy. We could talk about why they ended up that way, but first we have to bring them to heel." End quote. Hillary Clinton on black youth. Or this one. "Anyone who doesn't accept the results of an election is a threat to democracy." These are real quotes, by the way, of things that she's actually said. And now these fake, in reality real, Verit memes have flooded the internet, and there's probably more of them than there are actual memes that Verit has created. Aside from people making a ton of these Verit memes with actual quotes and then putting a fake authentication code, again, to just make it look like it came from Peter Dow's website, there are also people, of course, which are making parody Verit memes, just fabricating quotes and attributing them to Hillary Clinton. Memes like this: "Bernie would have beaten me if I didn't lie, cheat, steal, launder millions, destroy media credibility, and gaslight millions with $10 million of Correct the Record trolls." Correct the Record, if you're not familiar with it, was a pro-Hillary super PAC started by David Brock, who also founded Media Matters, which paid at least $1 million that we know of to hire online trolls to troll Trump supporters and to post pro-Hillary propaganda on social media and in the comment sections of news websites. Let's check in with the Washington Compost and see how excited they are about this new meme-generating website that verifies the quotes are actually authentic. Verit, the pro-Clinton media platform that's looking worse and worse. The site didn't make much sense in the first place. Hillary Clinton crusader Peter Dow advertised Verit, which the former Democratic nominee endorsed Sunday, as a media platform designed for the 65.8 millions who voted for Hillary in November. Verit is supposed to collect and contextualize noteworthy quotes, stats, and facts for politically engaged citizens. In practice, it slaps informational tidbits onto shareable images with 7-digit codes that allow users to verify that the images came from Verit. This isn't especially useful to anyone. The only thing Verit is capable of debunking is parodies of Verit. Verit has taken all the worst parts of today's liberalism and turned them into a website. It's a safe space for middle-of-the-road Democrats seeking to shelter them from conversations that would help far more than they hurt, based not on any actual issue of identity, but instead of on their preference for a candidate who was defeated 10 months ago. It's only going to help them lose again. And this coming from the Washington Post, the biggest waste of liberal cyberspace on the entire internet. You see, we don't need some political operative to build a website to make memes for us. We make them ourselves, and then they go viral organically because they're funny. Like this meme, which this guy tweeted to President Trump, which he then retweeted, which is of Hillary Clinton's book, What Happened? And somebody put President Trump's picture on the cover and changed the title to I Happened.
Oh, what happened?
I Happened. This meme is so awesome. It reminds me of the final fight scene in The Last Dragon when Bruce Leroy is getting dunked under the water by Shogun and he...
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
Is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Owen Schroyer with you. We're about to be joined by Leanne McAdoo. Follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, War Room Show. And support us at Infowarsstore.com. Well, another great video from Mark Dice that we just saw talking about the Verit fail. That is truly rich to see how everything that the left tries to do to be creative completely fails, and then we basically steal its thunder and turn it into something great. I mean, every time. Deplorables, the What Happened book. I mean, I can't even think. I know there's more. I can't even think of all of them. But it happens all the time. Before we get Leanne on, let's check on the poll of the day, guys. We got the poll of the day running on the War Room Twitter account right now. The question was, do you think that the Awans are going to work with the investigators who are building a case against Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Uh-oh. We got to get a vote on this so we can see where the numbers are. Here, I'll pull it up right here on my desk. Let's find out exactly where these numbers are. Let me know if you guys pull it up here. By the way, the poll of the day yesterday, if we had to choose between funding FEMA or funding DACA, FEMA, after 34,000 votes, received 89% of the vote. So people would rather fund FEMA than DACA in a very large proportion. And so far today, today's poll of the day, do you think the Awans are planning to cooperate with investigators attempting to build a case against Debbie Wasserman Schultz? 61% of the voters say yes. 39% say no. Just 2,000 votes are in right now. Let's bring in Leanne McAdoo. I know that she's been following this Debbie Wasserman Schultz deal. In fact, she's in Florida where all of this is going down. What do you think, Leanne? Do you think the Awans are planning to cooperate given the story that came out of the Daily Caller today saying that it appears the IT aide planted the computer, left notes, and also it's being reported that his wife, Awan's wife, is now going to return to the U.S. from Pakistan to face charges. What do you think's going on, Leanne?
I think the birds are chirping. These people are very calculated. They have a long history. You know, if you look at some of the reporting that's been done by Luke Rosiak, he's been following this for a good long while now, really giving people an inside look into the corruption. These people were very calculated. They're really good at kind of this type of work. So we know that when he is already indicted, he was already in trouble. He was already kicked off the House IT network for whatever reason. Debbie Wasserman Schultz keeps him in there.
Right.
And then he plants this laptop. This is a calculated move by him. Who knows what's on that laptop? Who knows who's going to be implicated? I don't think it's just going to be Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I think it's going to be many of the other Democrats, that were also, employing the Awans, because you'll recall many people said this looks like there's blackmail involved here. Why are they paying this family so much money, well beyond what a regular House IT staffer should be making? And there's complaints. They never show up for work. All of the requests for IT goes unanswered, but yet they're getting paid and continually being hired by other people. So this story, it just keeps getting more curious. And the thing that I think is just so curious about this story is that it's not opening all of the nightly news on all of the big three networks. I mean, this story has been completely buried. You know, people want to say that these hurricanes, Hurricane Harvey, now Hurricane Irma, are helping Trump cover his racist moves that he's making. Really, these hurricanes have helped cover up all the latest scandals for Democrats. We're not hearing really about Democratic Senator Menendez's trial, which just started yesterday. The FBI, James Comey, was actually working on the letter exonerating Hillary Clinton before he
Yeah, basically caught colluding
her
with the Clintons, absolutely evading justice.
Yes, and then now this Imran Awan scandal. I mean, this is like, people love this kind of stuff. There's potential blackmail, the political
corruption. Except the establishment.
Yes, infiltration by a foreign government, possibly. But it's quiet because it's got so many Democrats wrapped up in this scandal. And so people aren't getting the full story. But, you know, everyone's familiar with this laptop because Debbie Wasserman Schultz came out and she threatened the Capitol Police with consequences if he didn't return her laptop. And she was very clear on that, saying, you know, if I don't think that that the laptop should be part of the investigation, if I myself am not under investigation, that's my property. Well, now she's come out and said, I've never seen the laptop. I don't know what's on it. That was Imran's laptop. And it turns out that this laptop may have been planted for the computer for investigators to find this laptop, because it just doesn't make sense. It was 4 months after he was banned from the House IT. He knew he was in trouble, so he leaves this laptop in a building that he has no business being in. Debbie Wasserman Schultz's office is on the whole other side. And so he leaves it there three o'clock in the morning. So, of course, any police officer patrolling the building is going to pick it up and say, oh, well, you know, let me create a lost items report, a found items. And it has Imran Awan's, a copy of his photo ID. It has his badge that he uses to get in the building, a copy of that.
Clearly planted there. And you've done such a good job saying this is it's so key, because exactly, Menendez is about to go down. Think about all the Democrats and Republicans that stood up for his character. He's going down. Comey's about to go down. Awan is about to go down. And again, as you said, what does that mean to all the other people behind him? Just to add to what you said earlier, also, it was interesting that the Awans that were being hired for this work seemingly had no background that would actually put them in that field. But I'm thinking, too, now that you've got a case. I mean, let's not forget Seth Rich, Sean Lucas, Barrington Wisenant. The list goes on and on. These are people that are all deceased now. Maybe Awan was scared for his life. Maybe he's scared for his life, and that's why he tries to flee with his wife. Now he thinks maybe he can get some protection by working with the government or working with investigators to come to this point. And it's really just amazing because, in fact, let's actually play this clip. I think we've got the time. This is Debbie Wasserman Schultz months ago trying to intimidate D.C. police. She is clearly freaked out about whatever is on these laptops.
Could share that plan with me, the process that you're going through to develop it, that would be great. And then lastly, I'd like to know how Capitol Police handle equipment that belongs to a member or a staffer that's been lost within the Capitol complex and found or recovered by one of your officers. What happens?
Sure. Well, it's processed on a what's called a PD-81, which is a property record. And depending on the property, depending on how it's, if you can legitimately determine ownership, then it's generally turned back over to the owner of the property. If it's part of an ongoing case, then there are other things that have to occur for that to happen.
So if a member says that they have equipment that's been lost and you find it, it would be returned to the member?
In a general sense, yes.
Okay.
You have to be able to positively identify the property and be able to establish ownership.
Right. And if ownership is established.
If it's part of an ongoing case, then there are additional things that need to be done.
But if the member owns the equipment and there is no ongoing case related to that member, then the equipment is supposed to be returned.
Which isn't even the case.
There was an ongoing case. Yes.
Yeah. No, I mean in a specific...
There still is an ongoing case.
The member loses the equipment, says they lose the equipment, and it is found by the Capitol Police. It is supposed to be returned.
If ownership has been established, it will be returned. If it's subject to an ongoing investigation or additional things that need to be turned
over. But not an ongoing investigation related to the member. If the equipment belongs to the member... It has been lost.
Listen to her trying to play lawyer here.
Identified as that member's in the Capitol.
Well, and she's really making a case that it's her laptop.
Well, it's not I can't give a yes or no answer on that because I know
it's a simple yes or no answer.
Well,
if a member loses equipment and it is found by the Capitol Police or your staff, and it is identified as that member's equipment, and the member is not associated with any case.
Just talking in circles.
It is supposed to be returned, yes or no?
Depends on the circumstances.
I don't understand how that's possible. Members' equipment is members' equipment. It is not, under my understanding, the Capitol Police is not able to confiscate members' equipment when
they didn't confiscate it.
Not under investigation. It is their
equipment. Yeah, it was lost.
And it's supposed to be returned.
All right. Well, then she threatens the D.C. police saying you're breaking the rules and there will be consequences. Who is Debbie Wasserman Schultz to even threaten the D.C. police? We'll be back with more and Lee and Matthew on the other side.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you want the future, you must fight for it.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Yes or no?
Depends on the circumstances. And if the circumstances are...
I don't understand how that's possible. Members... Equipment is members' equipment that is not, under my understanding, the Capitol Police is not able to confiscate members' equipment when the member is not under investigation. It is their equipment, and it's supposed to be returned.
Well, I think there's extenuating circumstances in this case, and I think...
Notice how she's using ambiguous dialogue here.
Counsel.
That is purposeful. That's lawyer techniques.
You know, the necessary personnel, if that, in fact, is the case, and... with the permission of through the investigation, and we'll return the equipment. But until that's accomplished, I can't return the equipment.
I think you're violating the rules when you conduct your business that way, and should expect that there would be consequences. I yield back.
Wow.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Big Wasserman Schultz stepping up. Big Wasserman Schultz saying the D.C. police are breaking the rules. Okay, let's be perfectly clear here, Leanne. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is scared for her very livelihood. She thinks that she's going to jail because she knows whatever is on this laptop is most likely going to indict her with Hillary Clinton and whatever it is they pulled during the 2016 election. Or perhaps, I don't know, maybe taking illegal money from overseas donations, maybe sending it out overseas. Who really knows? The Clinton Foundation was up to all kinds of stuff. Debbie Wasserman Schultz was up to all kinds of stuff. And that's why she had to get fired from her position at the DNC. She also was the one that received the lawsuit against the DNC. So it's really just amazing that all of this is going on, Leanne. And as you said, how does it not hit the front page of every newspaper? How is it not a leading story on every nightly news? No one even talks about it.
Right. I mean, this is incredible. And this is what the people love. People love crime novels and murder mysteries. This is like salivating information right here. And we're not hearing anything about it because.
Yeah, it'd be a huge ratings hit.
Yeah. I mean, people would love this story. But we're not hearing anything about it, of course. This laptop, Debbie Wasserman Schultz has frantically tried to keep prosecutors from being able to look into this laptop. She actually hired outside counsel to help defend her in this and using that speech and debate issues where they're, you know, basically arguing that she should be protected because she needs to be able to talk to her IT staff and this and that without fear of having investigators, whatever they may find. She's basically wanting the same type of immunity deal that Hillary Clinton's aides were given, where they were actually allowed to destroy their laptops with hammers in exchange for their testimony. She's looking for something like that. But the fact that she's hired outside counsel, that's very expensive. there are people that would actually represent her for free, especially on the speech and debate issues. So she doesn't need to hire an outside counsel. There's someone working there at the House that would defend her for free on the speech and debate issue. But she's going outside of that. She's getting, you know, the attorney client privilege, going outside. So she's looks really nervous. Any kind of public appearances she's made recently, she looks like she's rattled her nerves. And it's not this hurricane that is going to really severely affect potentially her district there, the 23rd district in Florida. And this is, again, this hurricane is giving her ample opportunity to hide the scandal that she's trying to cover up. And then she can go look like the hero to her district. You know, she's out there telling everyone to stay safe with Irma, et cetera. But you know, this is the real scandal. This is the real hurricane that.
Yeah. Hurricane Juan has been building essentially in the Atlantic Ocean. Hurricane Juan has been building and approaching and building and approaching, and it's about to make landfall right on top of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And you can see how desperate she is. You can see the fear in her eyes. You can tell that she knows that if any justice comes, it's going to come against her, and she'll probably most likely end up in jail. And here's the thing for me, because let's just remember what we're dealing with here. Debbie Wasserman Schultz knows very well what happens to people who try to sell the Clintons down the drain. Okay. They end up down the drain, and she's well aware of this. So she knows that she doesn't have the option to cooperate with this investigation. She doesn't have the option to go in here and try to sell other people in the Democrat Party out, or to try to cooperate and get some sort of a plea bargain. No, she knows that that most likely could end her up like a Seth Rich or like a Sean Lucas. So she doesn't really have an option. She's like a trapped rat right now. And as we watch this entire thing develop, I wonder how much is going to indict the entire Democrat Party. I wonder, because let me ask you this. In our poll of the day, we asked people, do they think that the Awans are planning to cooperate in the investigation here? All signs would point to, it looks like they are. Looks like they planted the laptop. They put a note out. They said, hey, look, here's the laptop. Here I am. Okay. Now you have the news that Awan's wife, who fled to Pakistan originally, is now going to return to the U.S. in order to face charges. They need to make sure that plane doesn't go down. So all things would indicate that it looks like now this investigation has some legs, because they're going to get someone from the inside who might be cooperating.
Right. Someone who, like I said, he's corrupt. If there truly was some blackmail going on, this is the type of individual that's saying, oh, well, look, if I'm going to go down, you're all going to go down with me. Thanks for paying me off.
Yeah, and maybe they'll let me go to Pakistan and I won't have to deal with it.
Exactly. Maybe you'll allow me and my wife to go back. I mean, he's asking for the GPS monitor to be removed so that he can go for any potential emergencies with his children in Pakistan. I'm sorry. Are you kidding me? Like, you are a total flight risk. Why would you even request something like that? So, you know, I definitely think that he wants to get out of this country as quickly as possible. And will he take the Democrats down in exchange for his freedom? Will they allow
him? Well, and who knows? He may have even been scared for his life. I mean, you know, he might have even seen what's going on around that district and been scared for his life and wanted to get out just so he didn't die.
Right. People are really confused as to why Debbie Wasserman Schultz would keep him on her payroll even after he and these others were kicked off the House IT network. They were banned. All the other Democrats involved fired these people, but she kept him on, and she really tried to play the race card. She says this was Islamophobia, people coming after him, and that, you know, she wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt and, you know, trust in him. But what she did was allow him to continue going there kind of to the campus. And what does he do? He plants evidence. And specifically, the key here, because when the Capitol Police opened up the laptop, you know, he didn't have the code, but it said Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So he knew who the laptop belonged to. That would have been, if there was none of the other stuff that was left behind, he would have just given it back to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. But Imran Awan left his ID, his badge, a letter to the U.S. attorney, and then also a little notebook with scribbles in it that said attorney-client privilege. So he leaves all of this stuff, and of course the police officer that found it remembered that this was a guy that was being investigated. And so immediately he picks up these contents and says, okay, now this is something that we need to take a look at rather than,
yeah, and you know, I'm okay being patient. I think that Trump has kind of ran out of patience with some of the stuff and he lit a fire under Sessions' ass. But here's the thing. If we don't find some major arrests coming down, I mean major arrests, Menendez, Comey, Washman Schultz, Awan, whoever needs to be, major arrest, major media outrage over all this corruption. If we don't see that in the next 4 years, I think that there's going to be a new
revolution. Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. The silent majority has a voice. Owen Schroyer. This is The War Room.
Well, Welcome back to the War Room. Follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. Vote on our polls every day. We have a poll of the day. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, The War Room Show. War Room Show on YouTube. Of course, you can always find us at Infowars.com/show, and you can support us at Infowarsstore.com. Well, it looks like more and more that Hurricane Irma is a certainty to strike at least Florida. Miami Beach mayor says residents must leave. This is a nuclear hurricane. Official warnings issued up to a 10-foot storm surge in Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale. Traffic is an absolute nightmare with people trying to escape right now, trying to get out of Florida. Meanwhile, some people can't escape, cannot get out because they've run out of gas. Officials are warning no buildings we can guarantee will keep people safe. Could impact every major city in Florida. FEMA chief says it will be devastating. Thousands of troops have been deployed. As we said, supplies have been cleaned out. Gas stations are bone dry. And you've got two nuclear plants that are in the path of Irma. Now, both plants have said that they are prepared and ready. But given the other warnings, I'm not sure how that's possible. Now, Leanne McAdoo is in Florida. And what are you seeing where you're at, Leanne? I know that you're not in the immediate devastation zone, at least from what they're predicting with the cone, but you are in Florida, and I'm sure you're seeing some people making adjustments, going to the store. What are you seeing?
Yeah, definitely a lot of panic buying going on. We're absolutely out of gas. All of the gas stations, they're all kind of wrapped up to let people know, don't even come in here. We don't have any gas. The shelves are any of those long-term food items. They are gone. The water is, as soon as they're able to stock the shelves with water, it is gone. You have to get there first thing in the morning. I was able to get some water the other day, but I had to get up 6:30 in the morning so I could make sure to get to the store. Luckily, there wasn't a big long line to fight through. But I mean, this is, you know, this is, we're not even supposed to get the brunt of the storm. We're not on the dirty side of the storm, which is what they call where we're going to see storm surges. That's going to be happening on the East Coast. So I can't even imagine the type of panic buying that's going on the East Coast. And like you said, definitely gridlock. There was gridlock here yesterday. The tourists that are here were all told they needed to cut their vacation short and get out of here. Residents of South Florida, the Keys, especially in there in Miami, they've been told to evacuate today. So, you know, this is a few days before it's supposed to hit landfall, but it's definitely slated to be at least a category 4 by the time it hits Florida and makes landfall here. They're predicting that to be about Sunday. So, you know, there's definitely a quiet tension in the air. Everyone is preparing, you know, all my neighbors are, hey, are you staying? Are you going to hunker down? People are flying out. But that's just, you know, it's going to be a big storm. But with this type of hurricane activity, we really never can tell. That's why they always kind of hold off on calling for evacuations, because they don't know where it's going to go. And they don't want people to evacuate to the very area that the hurricane then takes a turn and hits that area. So there's just no way to tell, which, of course, keeps everything else, keeps you on edge because you can't prepare.
Yeah, and just looking at the cones that I'm seeing right now, the mainstream media is putting out there. It's interesting because you could almost, it looks like you could have another scenario. What we saw in Houston in the Gulf, where the hurricane made landfall, then went back into the Gulf, and then made landfall a second time. You could almost see that again. I think that's why people in Georgia and South Carolina are reacting so strongly. But Leanne, I know that, you know, you've lived in Florida before. I'm not sure how much experience you've had in the past with hurricanes, but based on what you have seen, is this different? Is the response different? Is it the same? Does it feel different? What's that been like?
Yeah, I've been through several hurricanes here in Florida my whole life. And, you know, we've always chosen to hunker down, stay in place. You know, my mom lives on an island, so we have experienced flooding there. So we're really thankful that we're not slated to necessarily get a storm surge this time around. But I've never seen the type of panic buying that is happening in the stores right now. We've always been able to get water. You could get gas. The last hurricane I was in before I moved to Texas, my boss kept us at work until about an hour before the hurricane was supposed to hit. So people just weren't, they just like, they call it hurricane fatigue. You just think, oh, well, it's just going to be, you know, this happens all the time, nothing ever. This time around, and of course, it's, you know, it's just after Harvey. People saw what happened there with the flooding. And, you know, residents know that there isn't going to be any government there immediately to help you. You have to fend for yourself. And they are urging people to get out because they're not going to be able to save anyone until the storm is gone.
Yeah, and of course, the way this thing is looking, it's going to be so big, so devastating. I mean, the footage, if you guys want to roll some of that B-roll, the footage that I'm seeing of the winds, the aftermath that we saw in San Martin, I mean, look at this. I mean, you've got crates and semi-trucks and all this stuff literally piled up. Look at these buildings just completely destroyed. I mean, if this thing hits Florida with the same tenaciousness that it's been hitting the Lesser Antilles with, I mean, that's going to be, it's going to be just as devastating, if not more than Harvey.
Right. I was really, you know, my heart really went out to Puerto Rico because it just looked like, wow, they were really going to get severely hit. And then you see it just kind of edged along Puerto Rico and just left them without power. So that's how it is with these massive
millions without power. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you don't know necessarily if, I mean, I guarantee you those people in Puerto Rico thought they were going to be flattened. I guarantee they thought every single building there was going to be done, like we've seen in some of the Caribbean islands as well, you know, unfortunately. But you never can tell because they can take a turn at the last 40 minutes and do it, take a totally different direction. They can't predict with an absolute certainty what's going to happen. So we're all just kind of bracing for this storm and just hoping that it will calm down a little bit once it makes landfall. Usually when they go over Cuba or the Dominican Republic, they tend to slow down a little bit. So, but they are predicting this is going to be at least a Cat 4, which is, you know, what we saw with Harvey.
What's the local media been like down there reporting on this? What are they saying?
Well, this is where the panic buying has come in, because this was last Sunday, I believe, and I was at my grandma's house, and she has the news on all day long. And so it just goes like the 5 o'clock news, the 6 o'clock news, 7 o'clock news. And every single like 5 minutes, they had an update on Irma and how big it's going to be and crazy. And it's like, this was days ago when they had no idea where it was headed, what kind of storm it was going to be, but it was just this constant fear and sort of pressure of like, this is going to be huge, you know, and just kind of feeding off of that fear that people had, just coming out of Harvey. And I myself, like, I haven't been able to sleep because I've been dealing with kind of my own family, stuff. My family lives in Houston and thankfully they're all safe, but you know, they live right there where everything got flooded. So we've been kind of dealing with our own family issues with that. And now they're freaking out, worrying about my mom and grandma and I here. But it's, you know, this is like traumatic stuff. You don't even realize that you're sort of hiding or burying those feelings because you got to just, you know, keep on trucking and keep on getting through the day. But, you know, people are really concerned with this. And that's what I hate so much about the fear porn with the media, that they're really feeding off of people's anxiety. And, you know, we rightly do have anxiety, you know, just having to deal with this stuff. But I don't think that that helps because it does put people in a panic. And they, my friend told me that he witnessed people actually physically fighting in the Home Depot today. So,
yeah, that was,
you know,
on Drudge.
That's what happens.
Yeah, it's almost like Black Friday for hurricanes, people fighting over this stuff.
The supplies
and I think
go
that,
so fast.
Yeah, and I think that because, as you said, because this is right after Harvey, obviously people were already on edge. They've already seen the devastating effects that a hurricane can have. It's been all over the media for the last weeks, and they're expecting something similar, if not worse. And if it does hit, it's going to be even harder considering we're still trying to repair Houston. So now you're talking about efforts and attentions being separated. Leanne, 10 seconds. Thank you for joining us. Final words.
Thank you so much, Owen. Well, everyone, just stay tuned. I'm going to be calling into the Alex Jones Show probably Sunday if we still have power here, with some updates on what's going on here on the Sun Coast of Florida. So please follow me on Twitter everywhere. I'm at Leanne McAdoo, and I will be staying in touch with you, Owen. Thanks for having me on the show.
Don't go anywhere.
Hey,
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented. And it's cold pressed. That's why Super Mel is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science and these are other, what you sell, they, BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed?
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, folks, you've seen the videos, you've heard the stories. People in Florida being forced to evacuate, some of them unable to evacuate, so they're being forced to stay in, and stores are all out of food, they're all out of water, and these people are basically in a desperate, hopeless situation. But to avoid this, go to InfoWarsStore.com and you can get InfoWars Select Storable Food at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited time offer. With Hurricane Irma code, the code is Irma, 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. So You've seen the stories where people will charge double, triple, quadruple even because water is in short supply, jack up gas prices, what have you. At InfoWars, we cut our prices. When we see people in need of something, when we see you in need of food, we just cut the prices in half because we care about you and we want to make sure that you're taken care of. So take advantage. Hurricane season is not over, folks. Take advantage of InfoWars Select Storable Food, 50% off right now with code IRMA. 50% off. That is a massive deal. I don't know if those might even be eligible for free shipping since there's so much money. I'm not even sure. But the point is, you're saving a ton of money on this deal right now. There's no way. There's simply nowhere that you can find a better deal on storable food. Period. The best quality and the best price at InfoWarsStore.com. Unbeatable. And in times of emergency, when demand is high, instead of raising the prices, we give you 50% off select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. So even if you're not gonna get hit with a hurricane, maybe you're not in a hurricane area. There's a lot of earthquakes that's been happening on the west side of our country as well. So it could be any type of natural disaster. So take advantage of our specials at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off select storable food. Huge savings. All right, let's start with John Kasich. John Kasich, well, he's really just turned out to be quite the bumbling fool, didn't he? Let's go to this clip of John Kasich addressing DACA.
Do you support President Trump's decision to put DACA in the hands of Congress to take care of this?
Of course. No, I don't. Look, can you imagine that we're taking kids who came here, you know, they had nothing to do with the fact that they were brought here. They've become
25 now.
A very significant part of our society.
They're not kids anymore.
What do you make of that? Do you think it indicates he's having second thoughts?
I have no idea. I don't know, but here's what I know. If I were
clearly, you have no idea.
I would have told those states.
Oh, too bad you're not president.
Let's get it on. Well, this is a simple moral issue. We don't want to take these young people who are part of our nation and just threaten them or ship them out of our country. This is a melting pot. And by the way, if the Dreamers want to go somewhere and live, come to Ohio. We want all the
How do you like that, Ohio?
Because we know how
Hey, Kasich, you just lost the next election, buddy.
How much room do you think there is for an independent candidate in 2020?
Very, very difficult for an independent to run. Now, if you had a Michael Bloomberg that's willing to spend $10 billion, there's a possibility.
Governor, almost every Republican in Congress voted against the DREAM Act in 2010, which would have given
Boom.
These undocumented illegal immigrants a
Bombshell.
Path to citizenship. So now President Trump is essentially asking them, what, to reverse themselves and vote for this?
And if you can get that done, then you can move to the broader agenda of protecting the borders and making sure we deal with...
Oh, so non-citizens are more important than our borders. Thanks, Kasich. Wow. Boy, was that telling. So congratulations to John Kasich. He just lost whenever his next election is. Good job, buddy. But let's kind of regurgitate some of this. First of all, if you noticed, he laughs. His first reaction to the questions about DACA, he literally laughs like a child, literally like a Trump protester. Not very intellectual response from Governor Kasich. Pretty sad. He then talks about the moral issue. See, this really grinds my gears because we're talking about a situation that got taken advantage of. Wide open borders, not letting ICE do their job, not letting border enforcement do their job, knowingly letting all these people in here, then creating welfare programs for them, then creating DACA to put them above the law. The moral issue is the fact that we haven't had a leadership in this country that has been willing to protect our border. The moral issue is that we don't have leadership in our country that's actually been trying to follow the law. That's the moral issue. But this is what they do. See, John Kasich is actually exposing himself as a diehard liberal, I think, here. Oh, I feel so bad for these kids. Oh, they're just children. What are we doing? It's such a moral issue. The average DACA recipient is 25 years old now, okay, Kasich? So why don't you do a little research on that? And again, just completely ignores the fact that this entire situation has been created by bad leadership. The moral issue should be the fact that we don't have a competent leader to actually get in front of an issue like this and solve it with a practical matter instead of just putting these people above the law and then handicapping our country. And then he exposes himself by saying, let's take care of these non-citizens first. Let's take care of the illegal immigrants first. Then we can talk about borders. Then we can talk about the conservative agenda. So there it is. Non-citizens, illegal aliens, non-Americans are more important to John Kasich. And it goes even beyond that, folks. When you do this and you don't have a process that makes it possible. For example, if Obama really cared about these people, he would have made a process to make them citizens. Why wouldn't you? Everybody says, hey, these are people. They're here contributing to our society. They work. They pay taxes. Okay, then let's make them citizens. Why are we just making this bill that puts them above the law? Why not give them a track to citizenship? And I bet you that that's exactly what Donald Trump will do. And all of this hatred and vitriol that they're saying Trump is racist is going to come back to bite him just like it has every time. So you watch. Trump will win on this again because he will make these people citizens. What should have been done a while ago. That's the moral issue, John Kasich. But then another, a little nugget that I wanted to insert here. He got asked about, is there a chance for an independent candidate to win? There's been some rumors that Kasich might run again. Like I said, Kasich won't even be able to win the role of dog catcher after that interview. But the funny thing is, again, these people, they don't even get it. They really don't even see the world for what it is.
It's impossible for an independent candidate to win, says John Kasich, except Trump just did it.
See? They don't see the world for what it is. See, Trump was smart. So he realized that there's actually an element of truth to what John Kasich is saying. An independent candidate probably doesn't have a chance. Unless they ran as a Republican. Oh. Trump outsmarted him again. Trump was smarter than Kasich again. Trump was smarter than the entire political establishment again. And he's only been in politics for what, a couple years now? So this just shows you how, and Trump said it his entire campaign, we don't have smart leaders, we don't have good leaders, we have dumb people leading us, we have bad people leading us. Well, he just proved it. He just beat all of them, and then he has the wherewithal, he has the foresight to realize exactly what Kasich is saying is true. An independent is not going to win in the Democrat-Republican one-party establishment system that we have. So he ran as a Republican. And look what happened when he ran as a Republican. The Republicans didn't want him. The Republicans wouldn't even fund him. The Republicans made him vow to be a Republican. And he said, eh. Now what happens? The Republicans won't work with him. Paul Ryan won't work with him. The Republicans said, we'll repeal Obamacare. We just need the White House. We gave you the White House. They didn't repeal Obamacare. Unanimously, Republicans voted against DACA in 2010. Well, magically now, all of a sudden they want DACA because Trump's not a Republican. See, Trump beat the entire system and they don't even get it. They do not even get it. And then they're so dumb. People like Paul Ryan and John Kasich, unfortunately, are so dumb or such shills that they don't even have the common sense to think, wait a second, like Paul Ryan, wait a second, 4 years ago I said this bill was unconstitutional. 4 years ago I voted against this bill. 4 years ago I told America how bad this bill was for the country. Now all of a sudden I love it? Now all of a sudden I want to revive it? It's the same with John Kasich. They don't get it. Wow, Republicans said, give us the House, we'll repeal, failed. Give us the Senate, we'll repeal, failed. Give us the presidency, we'll repeal, failed. The Republicans have failed. And Trump keeps winning. So congratulations to John Kasich. That interview you did just cost you your job and your political career. So congratulations to you. When will these politicians wake up and realize that Trump's winning? If you want to be successful in politics, get behind Trump. We'll be right back with more of The War Room.
More than 2 years
years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen. Making talk radio great again. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
The stuff just hides in plain view, and it gets crazier and crazier and crazier what these arrogant monsters have done. Have you seen the picture of Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary where they both look like witches cackling and laughing at a campaign event? I ought to put that on screen. Bombshell, Dem IT staffer planted computer for feds to find, left letter for DOJ/police. The information contained in that laptop will destroy the Clinton crime syndicate if it gets out. And that's why she'd boldly go and get in everybody's face. So the Daily Caller might be scared with their headline to say what their investigative team got from the police, but we're not. And our listeners aren't either. And it's time all this information come out, or we're going to lose to these monsters. We've got their chicken necks in our hands. And they've got their little rotting pink feet scratching at us. It'll do nothing. Can't even draw blood politically if we just keep bearing down and squeezing their little necks till their political eyeballs pop out. We're going to have victory. And it's time to politically burn this sucker down with all these rat goblins running it. It's time politically to wake up and to see the sleeping giant rise.
Today on the Alex Jones Show, talking about, it's true. We truly do have our hands around these people politically. And it's time to start squeezing and cut off their air. And they're starting to feel, I think, the pressure bearing down on them now as they're grasping for air, as Debbie Wasserman Schultz is flopping around on the deck like a fish out of water. Same with Hillary Clinton. Same with James Comey. Same with all these people. They're really outing themselves for who they truly are. And it looks like right now, early indications are that it looks like Iwan is going to sell them out. It looks like the Iwans are going to cooperate with this investigation, perhaps to reach a plea bargain and be able to live out the rest of their lives in Pakistan to avoid jail for whatever the case may be, that appears to be the situation. Again, this is early. We're going to continue to monitor this situation as it develops. But it's really wild. You've got Bob Menendez in court right now. It looks like he's going down hard. You've got Comey, who's being exposed for basically colluding with the Clintons to let Hillary Clinton off easy for the email scandal and everything else that she's guilty of. And when he even comes out and says, yes, Hillary Clinton was guilty, she did break the law, but I'm not going to punish her. Well, it looks like Comey broke the law too and may have even perjured himself. So you've got that developing. And then you've got the situation with the Iwans and Debbie Wasserman Schultz flopping around on the deck like a fish out of water. So all of this is happening. The media is not going to cover it at all, by the way. I monitor the media 24/7. Even right now, I've got four different news broadcasts up here. So I'm constantly monitoring the media to figure out what's going on. Nobody is touching this. Nobody is touching this. Now, the Daily Caller is, I believe it was founded by Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson has a show on Fox. Maybe Tucker Carlson will cover this. Maybe Sean Hannity will cover this. Maybe Lou Dobbs will cover this. They come on at night. Those are the names on cable news that have been actually covering this story and doing their due diligence with it. Outside of that, I can't really give too much people on cable TV credit for touching any of these stories. Menendez, Comey, or the Iwans, or Wasserman Schultz. So it should be interesting to see what type of coverage and attention this gets, because every American should be outraged by these people like Comey and Menendez and Wasserman Schultz, and the media should be displaying that. But you know what? You know what? Actually, let's just hope that TV media and cable news doesn't cover this, because you're going to continue to come to us because we're going to give you the breaking coverage that they don't dare touch. The War Room returns with Jack Posobiec on the other side.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to The War Room. We're now joined by Jack Posobiec. And in the break, I was asking Jack, what do you want to talk about? And he wants to talk about how we're going to make Congress great again in 2018. Now, I've been saying this for a while, and I truly believe it. Otherwise, I wouldn't continue to say it. Let's hear what Jack thinks about this. I think that 2018 is going to be perhaps the final year that the Democrats actually really exist. They might still have a skeleton of themselves in the 2020 presidential election. But after that, I think the Democrats might be dead. I really think that the Democrats have no future. Jack, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Owen, politically speaking, the Democrats, they're not a national party anymore. And we just have to start saying that. It's true. They are a bi-coastal party. They've done some work over there, but they haven't been able to win in the Midwest. They haven't been able to win in the South in a major way, and they haven't been able to win national races. Oh, while I'm on, I've got to say congratulations on the big 1 year anniversary as well. Don't want to make sure to skip that while I'm here.
Well, thank you.
But these Democrats, they're looking at complete shrinkage in terms of their poll numbers, and now that this amnesty bill is going to be bandied about. In the run-up to the primaries in 2018, not only are the Democrats running away from amnesty as far as possible because the polls are just not there, The polls are with the American people saying we're okay with making a program for the people that are here illegally, but we do not want amnesty. And the Republican establishment is even more scared. We're seeing this in polls across the country. I actually sitting congressmen that I've heard are talking about retiring rather than face conservative Trump supporting primary challengers.
This is actually so key. There's two key points that I want to make sure we hit on. Now you're talking about new Republicans. Okay. So we've got this whole crop of rising talent, new Republicans, new people interested in politics getting into office, but it's all on the Republican side. It's all on the conservative side. All of the new energy, all of the new momentum. The Democrats have none of that, and it's gotten the Republican establishment so afraid, as you said, they're thinking about just quitting. They're like, we don't have a chance anymore. This movement is real. The Trump movement is real. They're going to win the elections now. They control the political future.
You're exactly right. You don't see people like, I thought at one point that perhaps the Bernie Sanders wing of the Democrat Party, I thought that they had principles, and I thought that they were going to say, you know what? We got a bad shake in 2016 when the election was rigged against us by Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Debbie Wasserman, of course, is having her own rigging problems from her office right now. But where are the Bernie Sanders Democrats that are stepping up and saying, I'm going to lead a movement to take over the Democrat Party? Doesn't exist. It's not there. Because what instead you're seeing is they're going further and further to the left. They're actually going out, you know, barely any of them, with the exception of Nancy Pelosi, they're still supporting Antifa. They're siding with the SJWs. They're siding with some of the most extreme polarized wings of the Democrat Party rather than looking at themselves, taking an assessment of their situation, their lot in life, as it were, and saying, we've got to come back to where the American people are. And America's always been a center-right country, right? America has never been far to one side, far to the other side. So with the Democrats going so, so far to the left, now you're not seeing any room for them to maneuver in any of these races, Owen.
Well, and it's not even that they're just moving to the left. They're just moving away from reality. They don't even want to deal with reality. They don't even want to deal with real Americans. And they're really hurting themselves because you've got an interesting dynamic here. The Democrats are essentially a skeleton of themselves. They haven't won elections in years. They've been a failing party really ever since Obama took over. But they're hurting themselves because what they have is they have the loudest people on the Hill. So you've got loud mouths like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris. You've got all these loud mouths that are constantly piping up, constantly turning up the volume, turning up their rhetoric, not actually getting anything done with policy, not actually addressing real issues that affect Americans, just opening their big traps and yelling about Trump. So there's this weird thing where they've injected this into the optics of their supporters that we're winning. We're in the momentum. We're the winning team. But it's a farce. It's just because they're the loudest doesn't mean they're winning.
And the crazy part about it is, Owen, is that there's such a complete vacuum, a power vacuum at the head of the Democrat Party, that that's what's allowing Hillary Clinton to slowly, slowly creep her way back in to presidential politics and the national conversation. And when I say creep, maybe I should say crawl. I'm not sure. She may be getting assistance.
Creep is good. Creep. Yeah, it's a creepy crawler.
Creepy crawly. Yeah. So she's launching this book tour and she's trying to go to swing states. She's telling her donors that she wants to run in 2020. She is actually going there. And if she locks this down, I don't see any other national Democrats that are trying to come up and stop her. Maybe Kamala Harris. I would say Kamala Harris right now is most likely who the Democrats would want to pin their hopes on the most. She's young. She's African-American female senator from California. And so there's a lot of stuff that she gets there, a lot of sort of pigeonholes that the party, the Democrat Party, looks for. And we're seeing, actually, I've got people that monitor sort of left-wing Twitter and go into those chat rooms and those Reddit boards to tell me what they're talking about. They're all talking about Kamala Harris right now, trying to position her. But what they're doing that's a disservice to themselves, and I don't want to give the other side any advice here.
They don't take our advice anyway. They don't even take it. They don't realize. If they did, they might win.
Because they're pushing back again. They're trying to kick the Bernie supporters out of their party. Because the Bernie supporters are saying, well, Kamala wasn't,
which actually had movement,
fair,
which actually had momentum.
Yes, exactly. But because they were against Hillary, then we can't do anything with the Bernie Sanders, apparently. So I almost want to say, fine. I would encourage the Bernie Sanders supporters to join the Green Party, maybe even start your own party, maybe go for it, go all the way, turn independent, baby.
Well, they're definitely, I definitely think they're done with the Democrats. Again, the Democrats just haven't realized it because they're too busy, you know, slopping their own you-know-what into their mouths. But I'm not scared of Kamala Harris. There seems to be this weird section of people that think Kamala Harris is truly a threat to the conservative movement right now that's taking back Washington. I say, give me Kamala Harris. Give me that pipsqueak. I guarantee you if Kamala Harris tries to run, there's going to be so much dirt on that woman, she's not even going to be able to get out of the cage.
Yeah, she actually, if you go and follow some of the stuff that she said, it's funny because she's coming out, she supposedly is a law and order type coming out of former law enforcement, but she has no clue on the actual mechanisms of law and the Constitution and government in the United States. She says things that if Trump wants to kick the Dreamers out, that's against the law. Well, actually, no, that is the law. The Dreamers
Act. And it's not even true.
Was against the law. Right. So she has no clue what she's talking about. I think that she's an intellectual lightweight when it comes to
She is an intellectual pipsqueak. Yes.
She would go down in a debate hard. And it might
I completely agree. I say bring on Kamala Harris. I would love for the Democrats to put everything in Kamala Harris and then that would be it. They would be done after 2020. I don't see how they have any future after 2020, the rate they're going, especially considering there's no fresh blood, there's no new momentum. They've quashed all of that by disenfranchising all the Bernie Sanders supporters and voters. Hey, we're going to try something new here. This is day two of the War Room. If you have questions for Jack or I that you would like us to answer, get on Twitter and tweet your questions with the hashtag War Room. So tweet your questions, put the hashtag War Room on there, and then I'm assuming somebody back there is going to be monitoring it to check it. Yeah, wonderful. So we're going to try to get some of your questions here on Twitter. 50 seconds left in this segment, Jack. I really don't see a future for the Democrats. I just don't see how, with the current trend they're on, how they have any future.
And the big question right now, of course, is Kid Rock, Robert Ritchie, his real name, over in Michigan, made a huge speech last night at a Grand Rapids concert. He's got 6 concerts coming up in Detroit next week. All eyes are on that because that represents a massive sea change type of election that he could unseat a Democrat senator, Debbie Stabenow, and he's currently pulling double digits ahead of her.
And look, hey, Kid Rock, good for you. Good for you to run. And I'm not insulting Kid Rock. I'm rooting for him. I think he's actually playing it pretty smart right now, the way he's doing these concerts. But doesn't that show you how the Democrats have nothing? A guy who plays the guitar for a living is going to beat the pants off of whoever you put up there. We'll be right back with your questions and Jack Posobiec.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That
means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
If you want the future, you must fight for it. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to The War Room. Owen Schroyer, Jack Posobiec with you. If you have questions for us, we're taking your questions now. Get on Twitter and tweet at us with hashtag War Room, and we will answer your questions. Jack will answer your questions as well. Let's get to some of those questions. Pull up that first question that we got here. First question that we got today, Jack, from our Twitter audience at hashtag War Room. Whatever happened to Obama giving the rights to the internet to the UN? Can we get it back? You know, that was an interesting story that kind of caught some waves, and it was a big story for about a week, and then it did just kind of disappear, and I'm not even sure if the full transfer even took place. We know that the Ajit Pai, I forget his exact role within the government, but he's very pro-free speech.
Ajit is the FCC director.
Chairman. Thank you. I don't know, Jack, do you have any insight into that? To me, it just seemed like it kind of happened, and then it just kind of died down.
I'd have to look into it, but if I remember correctly, so ICANN is an independent organization that was sort of established under the auspices of the U.S. government. So it independently kind of controlled that sort of your dot whatever's on the internet, .com, .org, .us, and then if you go to other countries, like it'll be like UK, et cetera, DE, FR. So but it was all run by the United States. It was held in-house by the U.S. at that point, even though there were like international observers, international advisors, things like that. If I remember correctly, Obama turned it over to the U.N. and said, we're going to put it under the housing under the U.N. auspices. So it would seem to me that, number one, we'd have to look to see how far they got in that actual process. And number two, this would be a big question for Nikki Haley and potentially leverage that we could use on the United Nations in terms of a deal that if we're trying to strike a deal with anything in terms of Security Council, in terms of national security, that we want them to come on board with us, for example, North Korea. But as we've seen, the president hasn't really ever tried to push anything through the United Nations because, and rightly so, he's seen them as being a completely ineffective body for pretty much their entire existence. You know, it's interesting. Nobody even talks about UN regulations, UN reforms anymore, but there's still billions and billions of dollars going through there. So I would look to Nikki Haley to see if there were any type of way that we could potentially pull that back or at least work on a framework so that the United States is in charge of our own internet when it comes down to it.
Yeah, it does seem like it was more of kind of a power release, kind of like Obama just saying, eh, I don't need this bargaining chip. Eh, I don't want this bargaining chip. Just take it, UN. Just take it. Just take the power from the United States. Kind of feels like that was the case with Obama. But again, as Jack was saying, how far that process went along or what it even really means kind of just got kind of lost in translation as the story died out. So maybe there'll be more developments on that. We'll see if we can figure that out. Do we have any other questions, guys, ready to go right now? We're taking your questions. Hashtag War Room. Do you think Kid Rock has an actual real chance in winning? Yeah. I think he's going to win. Yeah. I suspect he'll win.
If he runs, all he has got to do is hold, three or four free or low or very low priced concerts towards the end of the election. Let everybody come in, make sure they're all registered to vote. They come out registered to vote, bring him out on election day. He wins hands down. I don't see any other way around it.
Yeah, and I've got friends from Michigan, and they love Kid Rock, okay? They love Kid Rock. So you got Kid Rock and Ted Nugent, it looks like, going to be making Michigan great again. Let's pull up another question here, guys. We're taking your questions on Twitter, hashtag War Room with your questions, and we will address it. Are you aware of the possibility of deep state UN weather maker HAARP trying to attack Trump's America with megastorms? Yeah, I'll be honest. Here's my theory on all this because I've had people send me stuff, say, oh, it's a weather weapon, this, that, other thing. Look, they're already manipulating weather. They're already manipulating the climate and everything on a global scale with the chemtrails and the cloud seeding and everything. You can essentially make the case that everything is essentially a man-made storm or anything. But no, I'm not under the impression that HAARP is building superstorms to try to attack America. I don't fall under that belief. Jack, do you even want to address that?
Yeah, actually, well, no, I'll point out though that when I lived in China, I was there for the 2008 Beijing Olympics, and I remember, and Beijing, if anyone's ever been there, that city is completely covered in smoke and smog on a daily basis. You know, the clearest color sky you're going to see there is orange, right? And way, way worse than Los Angeles if you've ever been there. It doesn't even compare. So what they did was they completely shut off all the factories because, remember, they're communists and they can do that, just order them all to shut down for several weeks prior to. And then they went through the cloud seeding program to essentially clean the clouds and dissolve the clouds as much as they could. And they were pumping all sorts of chemicals into their atmosphere to do that. It wouldn't surprise me that the technology at least does exist for essential cloud seeding, whether that's gotten to the point that it can actually direct or create storms. I don't think we're quite there yet.
Yeah, and if you're going to talk about somebody trying to manipulate weather to create storms, I mean, honestly, you're talking about essentially a weather terrorist now. And if that's going on, I don't know if that's really under the purview of anything that Trump or the HAARP would even know about. But we do know the technology is out there. However, I don't think that HAARP is building storms to attack America. Let's take another question here, guys. Let's take one more. Who will be the next to resign or be fired by Trump into the administration? And why is Trump so protective of anti-Trumpers in his administration? I'm going to pitch that one to you, Jack.
That is a great question. So I would say that the smart money right now would either be on Gary Cohn, former Goldman Sachs chair, or Stephen Miller. And it really depends on which.
No, not Stephen.
Things going. No, I know, but believe me, if you look at the chain, the way things were going, they were going of for the deep state side. They originally went after Flynn, then it became Bannon, then it became Gorka. Stephen Miller is absolutely the next on their list.
I see what you're saying.
They're going after all the nationalists. They want the nationalists out. Trump, for his judgment, he has said, I want to hear from both sides. I want to have opposing voices in the administration. But we're seeing now that so many of these people have been pushed out and on the other side. But this guy, Gary Cohn, we go back to him. He's actually written up a resignation letter twice at this point, once after Charlottesville and then once after Trump heard him essentially bashing him at this place in the Hamptons called, I think it was the Feisty Oyster or the Fiery Oyster, the things we get into, right? This restaurant where he's bashing Trump. I've actually been talking to my sources. I've heard that someone has a recording of it, and I'd love to be able to get that to play it for exclusively here on Infowars.com to say exactly what the president's national economic director was saying about him. He did submit a resignation at that point, but honestly, I think that if he's that much against the president, and Bannon's going to say this in his upcoming 60 Minutes interview this Sunday, if you're that much against the president, and if you're going to speak out against him publicly, just resign. Just resign and go become a pundit on CNN. We know that's where they all end up. We know that's what they all want and say, I'm the Trump administration guy who now hates Trump. And that's what I see his end state being.
There you go, folks. You heard it from Jack Posobiec, and the force is strong with this one.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. But BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalists, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to The War Room. Follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, War Room Show. I'm now joined by Jake Lloyd, who is one of our newest reporters, crew hands here at InfoWars. And he was actually out with me when we went and we covered the latest Trump protest here in Austin. And a lot of interesting videos came out of that. I made a couple girls cry. But one little clip that has gone royally viral is a young girl. And it's gotten so out of control, I can't even believe it. Let's go ahead and play this short clip of this girl and what she said to me when I was doing a live broadcast from the most recent Trump protest in Austin.
How are you, young man?
You're an idiot.
Wow, who taught you that language?
My mother.
So your mother taught you that foul language?
In the car.
And why am I an idiot? Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something. If I did that in public, my mom and dad would whoop my...
That's true. My mom probably would have beat me with a wooden spoon, and then my dad probably would have beat me with a wooden spoon if I walked around in public telling people to F off and then flicked off a camera. Now, Jake, the crazy thing about this to me, as you've experienced these people out there as well, the craziest thing about this to me, first of all, Raw Story runs this story. They say I called her a man. Actually, I said ma'am. I said ma'am. Right. But they lie about that. And then they also say that I approached her, that I ran up and chased her around. She came up to me. I was doing a live broadcast and she came up to me and was rude. But now the left is hailing this girl as a hero. They're saying finally somebody has defeated the cuckslayer. So apparently victory for them is just saying F you and flicking them off.
Well, first of all, okay, the cuckslayer is still undefeated.
Okay, good. So, is that official?
And second of all, I mean, these people are constantly seeking out an opportunity to come harass a reporter, get on TV, whatever they can, any Trump supporter. They're constantly looking for an excuse to harass, to cuss, to scream, anything they can do. So the idea that we're seeking these people out is completely erroneous, completely false.
Well, it's just funny to me because, again, they print this story, they lie about what I said, they lie about what I did, and then they hail this girl as a hero. Seriously, I've got all these people, I've never had a response like this on Twitter. I don't know why this clip, this is the one. They're like, oh, look at that little girl, she outsmarted you. Oh, look at that little girl, she's a hero. A hero to them is a young child that uses foul language and then foul gestures. How is that a hero to these people?
Well, it really speaks to the degeneracy of the left. You know, I mean, this goes back to, you remember, I think it was in the 2012 election, Samuel Harris, the actor, he was on a commercial, I believe, and there was a little girl there saying, F this, F that, just dropping all these different curse words and everything. And the left applauded it. They cheered it because, you know, it goes back to the destruction of the family. That's what these people are looking for. They're just destroying the family. Degeneracy from the top down. Like she said, she learned this from her mom.
Yeah, and she
was
proud of it.
Her mom is teaching her.
And the left is proud of this too. The left is like, we need more young people like this.
We need more people cussing. More F-bombs from six-year-olds.
Yeah, we don't want intellectual, sophisticated youth that can have like a very detailed, sophisticated intellectual conversation. No, we just want someone that can hold a cell phone, say F you, and flick you off. That's literally what they want.
Yeah, I filmed a video there was a guy, his name is Kit O'Connell, he's in Austin. He's supposedly a journalist, right? But this guy's screaming in my face, he's got a bandana on, he's screaming, F you Nazi, just over and over and over again. That's what these people want. They want people who are just gonna lose their minds in front of a camera.
Wow. The shocking thing about this to me, I'm not shocked that this little girl did this. I'm not shocked that she learned this from her parents. Unfortunately, we see this a lot when we go out and do this. The thing that really shocked me, because I'm telling you, all my friends are seeing this now. Like, this clip, for whatever reason, has reached the stratosphere more than anything I've ever done. More than even maybe possibly Aid Skrillex. And they're all saying, oh, of course they understand that this girl obviously didn't defeat me in any debate. But it's just, the left is literally lifting this girl up as a hero. And it's just really sad to me. I mean, and then they're making fun of me like, oh, Owen Schroyer was so shocked when he heard that. Yeah, that's shocking. When a young child comes up to you and curses at you like a vitriolic, petulant child that has no discipline, yeah, that's shocking.
Well, it's like, what are you supposed to say? You know, if a grown man comes at me with some stuff like that, I can talk back to him, I can make jokes about him, I can humiliate him. But with a little girl, what am I supposed to say? Am I supposed to hurt her feelings?
It's really
sad. Am I supposed to yell at her?
It's really sad. Hey, guys, let's go to this clip. Again, this is the degenerative left. Let's go to this clip of they're now questioning your religion and your ethics if you're a Catholic. The Democrats are now attacking your religion and your ethics if you're a Catholic and you've been nominated by Trump. Here's that clip.
It asked if you relate to your religious belief, and it is relevant in that you have many times spoken
out. This is
out
Dick Durbin from Illinois, Democrat.
As a lawyer, about the burden and opportunity presented by your faith. This article of 20 years ago.
Well, now imagine if he brought up someone's Muslim faith. Imagine that.
You now say you don't agree with. Is that correct?
No, Senator Durbin. I agree with the article's main point, as I said, which is that any kind of conviction, religious or otherwise, should never surpass the law. A judge can never follow or impose that judge's personal conviction upon litigants in the decision of cases. And that was the article's main point, and I agree with it. Would I, sitting here today, write that article the same way or say that it's an exact mirror image of how I would feel now, 20 years older? No. I mean, but at the thrust of it, that core point, which restates 28 U.S.C. 455's ethical obligation, I obviously, as every judge would, adhere to.
So let me ask you this question. I'm a product of 19 years of Catholic education, and every once in a while, Holy Mother, the Church has not agreed with a vote of mine and has let me know. You use a term in that article, or you both use a term in that article I'd never seen before. You refer to Orthodox Catholics. What's an Orthodox Catholic?
Why is that relevant?
As
Dick
I recall,
Durbin from Illinois?
That term, we said something like, for lack of a better term, we're using the term Orthodox Catholic, and there was a long footnote.
So again, this
saying,
is what they do. They're not even talking about the things that matter.
Term,
they're not even talking about what she'll actually be doing in government. Just attacking
Orthodox,
her character.
So we kind of cast about, but what that term was designed to capture, because we were talking about conscientious objection, was a judge who accepted the church's teaching that the death penalty would be impermissible in that case. We wrote about it from the perspective of a Catholic judge because my professor, John Garvey, had already undertaken that project, but it's really a problem that could face a judge of any religion or no religion at all who had a conscientious objection.
No,
to the death
it's only
penalty.
If you are a
Do you
Christian.
Consider yourself an Orthodox Catholic?
I am a Catholic, Senator Durbin. I don't, well, Orthodox Catholic.
Again,
we
and by listening to this, you
said,
have no idea
article,
what she was nominated for or why Durbin is even asking her these questions.
It is not, to my knowledge, you know, a term currently in use, but if you're asking whether I take my faith seriously and I'm a faithful Catholic, I am, although I would
they
stress.
Obsess over
that
language. Radical Islamic terror. Don't say it. Orthodox Catholic. Let's have a whole hearing on this.
Well, it's the same thing Bernie Sanders did to that other guy. Just because he said Jesus Christ was God and he didn't believe in a law.
Let's not forget. Let's not forget the Pledge of Allegiance says one nation under God.
Good. Then that's good common ground for us to start with. It's interesting that both of you have clerked for Judge Scalia and he has become
Okay, so that's the end of that clip. Senator Feinstein, Dianne Feinstein also took her licks during this. And then Senator Al Franken accused Barrett of being unfit for the bench because of her ties to the Alliance Defending Freedom, an organization that's been labeled, or well, he called it a hate group, Why did he call it a hate group? Because the Southern Poverty Law Center, which just funneled $69 million offshore, has labeled the Alliance Defending Freedom a hate group. So that means the Alliance Defending Freedom is probably a great group. And again, they also mentioned Bernie Sanders in this article. This is from Todd Starnes, who originally broke this story. So it's just shocking to me, Jake, that, you know, if they did that to a person of Muslim faith, they would be completely ridiculed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you wouldn't even hear about it. You wouldn't even hear about their positive things. It would be nothing, nothing but decrying him for being Islamophobic, racist, because apparently now Islam is a race.
So this is what you get in America, though. Raise your youth to hate everybody and flick people off. And then if you're a Catholic, you get grilled like a seared salmon.
Can't have those values.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed?
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to The War Room, final segment here, folks. Thank you out there for supporting InfoWars by going to InfoWarsStore.com, purchasing our great products, and launching us to the next level. When I started at InfoWars, we had 4 hours of live programming. We now have six. David Knight for 3 hours in the morning, the Alex Jones Show for 4 hours, and then The War Room for 3 hours in the late afternoon. And it's all possible because you go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us, and we hire more crew, we get more studios, we get more guests, and we do more live broadcasts. But we also bring you products at the best price. Limited time special, Super Male Vitality, 57% off, under $30 right now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is one of my favorite products. This is a great product, really just in general, for male vitality, but especially for those that stay active and like to exercise a lot, or if you're a busybody, it is just great for keeping you active, keeping you energized. I take this every day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. 57% off right now, under $30, Super Male Vitality. Look at those reviews. 3,600 reviews, 4.6 stars. I don't even leave town. If I'm going out of town, I always take my Super Male Vitality with me. And don't forget about this combo that we got going right now, the Super Combo, Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, and BioTrue Selenium, 45% off. This is also a limited time offer at InfoWarsStore.com. And just in general, folks, if you have not tried Survival Shield X2, you need to try this product. It is a life-changing product, and it is a necessary product, at least for me. Now, sometimes I might not take it every day. Maybe I'll take it 3 times a week now. When I first started taking it, I took it every day. But if I happen to be out and I have to drink a bunch of government water with a bunch of fluoride and that crap in it, I always make sure the next day I take my Nascent Iodine immediately. And you will notice a difference with these products, folks. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. We bring you the best products at the best prices so that you can give them a try and that you'll know for yourself how powerful they are. And then we pay it forward by launching new broadcasts, hiring more people, and bringing you the hardcore news with real opinions based in reality and historical information that you just don't get anywhere else. And we also take your questions. In case...
Start taking those questions.
Oh, we got Rob Dew. Hello, Deucifer.
Hello.
All right, let's take this first question that I actually think is a great question. This comes from Pizza Party Ben.
1 second before you do that, I have to correct you on something. You were putting out some fake news.
Mm.
We're doing 10 hours of live programming now, not 6.
Didn't I say 10?
You said 6, but you probably were thinking we're doing 6 new hours.
Thank you so much for correcting me on that.
Full hours... 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Show them your new shirt.
Oh, yeah. Somebody sent these in. Here.
Look at that shirt. Look at Rob Dew sporting the InfoWars shirt right there.
Revved up and ready to go.
All right. Well, thank you for correcting the record.
You're doing a great job. Been listening to it in there. Great job.
Thank you for correcting the record and for your kind words. It's tough to get a compliment out of Rob Dew, folks. I'm telling you. I'm surprised you didn't come in here and tell me how bad I am to make me do better. Hey. No, honestly, Rob Dew's great. I love working for him. Let's go to your question. We got this from Pizza Party Ben. Should Trump legalize cannabis to get more independents, Democrats, and libertarians on his side, end drug war, help economy, etc.? Yes, 110%. I think that if President Trump, he doesn't even necessarily have to do anything politically on his own or try to pass any legislation. If he just gave a speech, or if he just alluded to the fact that he doesn't want marijuana criminalized, that he thinks it needs to be decriminalized and he's against the war on drugs, because here's the thing. The average individual out there is pretty much of the same mindset that marijuana should not be considered a criminalized drug. If you get caught with marijuana or smoking marijuana or whatever, you shouldn't be arrested. You shouldn't be forced to have to deal with court. It just shouldn't happen. Now, you start talking about heroin and some of these other drugs that are epidemics and that kill people. I mean, that can kill people on a regular basis. Now all of a sudden, okay, maybe you want to do something with that. Personally, I say if you want to go ruin your own life with heroin, You know what? It should be up to your family and friends to help you with that. It shouldn't be up to the government. But that's a whole different battle. I do believe if Trump came out and said he wants to just, again, he doesn't even have to do anything. If he just alludes to it in a speech that he wants to end the war on drugs, or if he just alludes to it in a speech about how he thinks the government should back off marijuana. And here's the thing too. See, Trump is a smart businessman. If you look at what the legalization of marijuana has done to the Colorado economy, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's like an injection of millions and billions of dollars into the economy in a snap. Folks, come on. You know it. You can walk down to the street corner and buy a bag of whatever you want off of, you know, Joe Blow out on the streets. And so that money stays on the black market. Why not make marijuana legal? You can tax it. Okay? And now all of a sudden, you've got this money that goes into the economy instead of staying on the black market. Now, look, I'm not saying Trump should or shouldn't do that. I'm not saying he will or won't. I'm just saying, to answer the question, if he did, absolutely, absolutely, it would turn so many people's heads that hate Trump. They are so mad. And then Trump says, it's time to stop arresting people that smoke marijuana. They'd be like, what? They'd like do a quick 180, be like, what? And that would literally change so many people's minds, I think, just on the overall notion of Trump, that he doesn't relate to just the average individual, that he doesn't care about the average individual. But I think Trump should look at it from an economic perspective and say, hey, look, I saw what the legalization of marijuana did for the Colorado economy, and it was a great jolt for it. It brought millions of new dollars into that economy, taxable dollars. And so I think it's time to do this nationwide to help build our economy again and to inject more of this cash that's been on the black market back into the real economy. And I think that would absolutely be paramount for him. He doesn't even need to do it, honestly. He doesn't even need to do it, so he probably won't. But if he did, he would absolutely win in a landslide, especially if he took the economic stance and used Colorado as an example. Heck, he could even win Colorado if that happened. I mean, my goodness. All right, let's take another question from the audience. Hashtag War Room to get your question on Twitter. If you tweeted at us and you put the hashtag War Room with your question, we will address it. Let's pull up one more question, guys, here before we go off air. This is from Kofefe Mega. Do you guys think the lawyer that met with Don Jr. was the proof planted for the FISA courts to unmask Trump? You know, that was my first thought with this, but I'm not sure if it was necessarily planned that way as a plant to get the unmasking of Trump warrants that they needed. You'd have to look at a timeline of events that we don't have the exact timeline of events as far as I'm concerned. I haven't seen it yet as far as when they actually, quote unquote, were unmasking Trump team members, because they were actually spying on Trump before that. I mean, they were spying on Trump before any of this went down. Now, however, I do think that they either will use it or are using it as cover for the illegal unmasking and for the illegal surveillance. Now, whether or not this meeting was what they planned in order to do that, or if they're just bringing it up on the backside as cover, I don't really know. But I do think that there is something to that. Whether or not they planned it, I don't know. But I do believe that they will use that as their legal excuse for the illegal spying and the illegal unmasking that they did against Trump and his team. So I do think that there is something to that. We've got time for one more, guys. We got another one that we can pull up. Let's get one more question from the audience before we sign off. Day two of the War Room. Who will be... Oh, we already got that one, guys. It's all right. This is a new thing we're doing today for the first time. So we'll get one more question here in the final 60 seconds. What can we do to educate the base youth on how to get involved in local politics? You know, There's a lot of people that actually do this. There's a lot of people that do that a lot better than I could do that. There's websites out there. I don't know them off the top of my head. I know people have written stories about this. I've covered them before. But I don't really think it's necessarily about teaching the youth how to get involved. I think what is going to be imperative and what is important is just the youth getting involved. That's what really matters. They'll figure that out on their own. They can figure this stuff out on their own. That's what the youth does nowadays anyway. So I'm thinking with Trump and with all the popularity of Trump and with the just absolute craziness in the media, you're already seeing the youth kind of gravitate towards politics, whereas somebody like myself, I didn't get involved in politics till I was 22, 23 years old. I'm 28 now. If I cared about politics when I was young and I studied politics the way I obsessed over sports, I mean, I would literally be like Darth Vader times 30. Because everything that I've done and I talk about, I basically learned and experienced in 5 years. Okay, so I can't even imagine if I had that entire experience my whole life. But that's what we're getting in the youth now, and that's going to make America great again. Thanks for tuning into the War Room. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen.